Happy New Year, Glass. Yeah, we're doing great. How are you? It's awesome to be here. It's awesome to be back on the airwaves, back with you. The sun is out. It was meant to be. This is terrific. And happy birthday, Coach Yeagley. That's great. Wishing Coach happy birthday as well.
Excellent. And it was yesterday, and that's my bad job. You turn the ball over 19 times, and you just – it just – I don't – it was cloudy, and it was cold. Now we got sunshine today. You're here.
Rained all day.
What'd you do on the holidays?
Everybody wants to have their birthday in the sunshine. Birthday in the sunshine.
That's exactly right. Did you have a good holiday? Did you get a little time there to put your feet up and flash back to your first, 6-8 months on the job? I mean, it all just comes at you so quickly. I hope you had some time to spend with family and reflect on how those first months went.
We did. I did. The whole family was together, which was great. Son was home from college, and so that was fun. And, we got to spend some time. We took a little time for just the fam and got a little sunshine and enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, I had some time to really reflect. It has been 8 months, which is hard to believe. It has really flown by. I kind of said it when I first started, what an honor it was to be named the chancellor and to be here. And I truly, after 8 months, I'm having a lot of fun. I can't be more excited. I think there is a lot of great things in our future coming ahead. There's, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a big 2024 for us. We've got a lot of plans, and I think it'll be exciting. But I walked away from the holidays energized, recharged, and excited for the opportunity to be here and to be a part of this team. So it was really terrific, terrific time away. I hope you got some time away as well.
I did. We did recharge the batteries. Took a week and a half off of radio, but you're not going to do radio on Christmas Day or your Boxing Day or New Year's Day.
Do you do it for the kids? Do you do it? Are you like, hey, and from Santa, here you go?
That's exactly right. No, not at all. I'm fat enough to be Santa, but I can't grow a beard, so that's my first problem. What has been the most difficult part of this job that maybe you didn't see coming, and how have you kind of worked your way through that, or have you been you've been too busy to notice such things?
There's always going to be challenges with every job, things you didn't anticipate, some things you can't, you just can't anticipate. I think, for us, the most difficult thing for me has been trying to understand where we can best deliver quality service to the community. I think that we have, students really since COVID, things have kind of switched from an in-person to an online model for a lot of students, especially in post-secondary. And so trying to understand that model now and trying to really get a handle on where can we be most effective for our community and for, for our workforce. And so as I look to that, building out a plan and a strategy that takes all that into account and looks at how we can grow as a institution here to become more, just more responsive to the local needs and what our industry partners are looking for. To me, that I don't know if difficult's the right word. It's been my priority, if you will, and so it kind of maybe a self-made challenge to understand that, so that we can grow and we can have a vision of how can we be the industry partner, how can we be the economic driver for our community that I know we can be, and I think we are already there. I think we're doing a great job, and now it's just a matter of refining that. So a lot of great things happening. A lot of interesting opportunities in this space, as we look at silicon chip manufacturing and advanced manufacturing and automation and robotics and all of these things that industry is just clamoring for. And we're at this moment where we can really, we're really that training partner of choice. And so we're, getting out there. I mean, there are some incredible jobs that are going to be coming down the pike here for our for our folks in the
community. What do you read my list of questions to you over there? What do you, can you see what's going on here in the studio? What the heck? Yeah, with the new the chip maker is going to be on that side of town.
Yeah. Enhance,
right? And I see the N, but I can't. I'm thinking I'm an idiot. It is Enhance, but that's just one of the great things. Were you surprised when you go out and you talk to some of these corporate partners or corporate? I don't know. Partners is probably they're all partners.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. Were you surprised at the level of interest and how important Ivy Tech was to filling these jobs and hearing about? Hey, it would be great if you guys could start blank class so we could get more people into the job pipeline. Or did you have a pretty good idea of that getting into this position?
I think I had a sense that was to come. I'd spoken to enough folks when I was thinking about this role, and looking into it, and this community college has been a stalwart in our community for decades, and it had a lot. It's just so many people I spoke to either went through here or had a colleague that went through here, or their kids had gone through here, and the opportunity that created for them in the workforce. And so I think I had a pretty good sense that there was a need for what we provide, and that a lot of people are seeking us out. I also have a sense that not everybody fully understood all the things we were doing here. And on the academic side, I think everybody kind of understands, hey, you can come here and get an associate's degree, and we do academics, and it's kind of, it's that sort of college experience, and you can get that here in a 2-year degree. It was on the workforce side that I think I was a little more surprised about, that that I was learning pretty quickly on the programs we have and the offerings we have to really, we will tailor make programs for our industry partners to ensure that their employees or their interns or their apprentices are getting the training they need that meets their needs. And so,
the reason I bring this up is because you didn't come from an academic background per se. You haven't been in the college world or such. Do you feel that the words community college, does that have an unfavorable tenor to it, or is it just misunderstood?
Oh, I think it's very well understood. I think it's got a very positive tenor. Everybody I talk, I kid you not, every week somebody tells me how this place changed their life. And so I think that's the thing I focus on, is we are really making a difference in so many people's lives. And that, to me, I see that as incredibly positive. I think I look at the modern student today, who has spent a lot of time learning online, has spent a lot of time, frankly, their day has been very scheduled for them since they were little kids. I think of my kids, right? Like, you go from school all day to sports to have some dinner, study, go to bed, do it all over again. And then we, and then we drop them off at college and expect them to, hey, good luck, and so, you're on your own now. And so I think, where we really fit is providing, we have smaller classes, we have wraparound services, we have a huge tutoring program here. We have a lot of opportunities to really help nurture those, especially those first-time students into college and things like that, to help them be successful. So I think there's just so many positives to what's going on here. And the phrase community college, to me, it is exactly what it is. Community, right? It is about community, and that's what we're all about. We're about creating community. Our new strategic plan this year, forging futures in cultivating community, because we feel like we are a part of the community. We sponsor a number of events in the community. We're partners. I'm on a number of boards, and a lot of our staff are on a bunch of boards. And so we genuinely think that, for me, the community aspect of community college is what makes us special and what makes this a really positive place to be and to make change and really help out our community.
Eric Coyne is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Hasn't even put a full year in, folks, but he's been busy. You were mentioning the jobs part of the formula. We know the academic side of it, or at least people are more familiar with it. You mentioned that some of the people that you do interact with, they were surprised at which part of the job side, how the training you provide, the foundation. This is interesting because anybody listening to us, you do cover all the bases here, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're really the state's largest, we're the state's largest education and training consulting firm. We have an entire team on our workforce development side that will come into your business, talk to you, figure out what your training and education needs are, and then we can tailor make programs for you, or we can take off the shelf programs that we already have and plug those in either in a credit or a non-credit kind of fashion. A skills training is what we call the non-credit classes. We can fashion that for you. We can get that going. We've got a number of partnerships where, you know, we Achieve Your Degree is one, for example, I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, where organizations are, employees will come here, they'll take classes here, they'll meet certain requirements, and then the corporation will pay for their degree rather than or pay for their classes rather than the student having to upfront the costs. And so we have those partnerships, but I think it's that we will tailor make programs for you, and we'll come in, and our team is well versed in how to do this, and they do a fantastic job. You know, there's a city, one of the cities in our service area that we're going to be doing supervisory leadership training for in the coming weeks. And so it's, you know, you do leadership development training in organization. Yeah, we bring in guest speakers, we bring in instructors, and we'll do a whole, and they'll walk out of there with their, one of the leadership management certificates. And so there's a lot of training that may on the surface not be what you think about when you think Ivy Tech Community College, but trying to really get out and be that whole service education and training partner for our community. And so we cover a lot of bases. And so I always encourage folks, you know, give us a call, holler at us, look us up, and we will we'll definitely love to hear from you and get together. You know, we also have the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship out here with the Small Business Development Center. They have a ton of resources as well that we can leverage. So, you know, it's not just about training and education. There's also, you know, different programs, there's grants, there's different resources we can also tap into through the state that can help small businesses as well. So just a whole spectrum of service that I think surprises people when I talk to them. They don't fully realize we offer all that beyond the obvious academic stuff.
Eric Coyne is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. When he opens the doors for the spring semester next Tuesday, hopefully you won't need any lock de-icer. The high will be 7. The low will be 2. You're still on schedule to get it going on Tuesday, right?
We are Tuesday morning. And, if you get out here, we are going to have a pancake breakfast Tuesday morning. So come on out. Great way to start the cold day with some hot cakes. And we'll warm you right up. So come on out. It's a fun event. We do it at the kickoff in the fall, and we're going to do it again in the spring. Chris Cakes comes out. He flips cakes all over. I caught one last year up on the second deck. So you can. It's a lot of fun. And oh, by the way, you get a nice hot breakfast on what will likely be a pretty cold morning.
A very cold morning. We hope the forecast is wrong, but it's hard to look at the days before that or after and say, well, it's going to be nicer. No, it's not. The spring semester will open on Tuesday, January 16th. Remember, folks, 8-week courses are in effect. So if you can't start on the 16th, Chancellor Coyne, we'll see you in March, right?
Yeah. No, we are, we're enrolling people for this 8 weeks and for the next 8 weeks. So don't feel like, oh, I missed that deadline, I'm out for the whole semester. Nope. Come on, see us. We will we'll take care of you. Either, you know, you can always come by Tuesdays at the Tech. We will every Tuesday, the next one's this coming Tuesday, and we'll, you know, 3 to 5, we'll show you around. We'll talk to you about the different courses and give you a tour of the campus and let you know what's available. Obviously, that's the first day of classes, so it'll be a little exciting. There'll be a little more energy around. During the winter break, without the students here, it's a little, you know, the parking lot's a little emptier. I can park closer, which is nice. I need to get my steps in. So, you know, but
that's a healthy start for 2024.
That's right. That's right.
Well, so stay warm and open the doors.
A lot going on. Yeah.
You guys always have a lot going on.
And the whole week is welcome week. And so, we have a success kits that we'll pass out on Wednesday for the students that those are kits that have school supplies and things like that. And they can really go and kind of pick their own, if you will, create some kits for themselves of common, you know, needed supplies. And then the rest of the week, we've got resource fairs to kind of let you know what's going on. And then my favorite is on Thursday, we'll have Ivy Tech Spirit Day. And, you know, wear your green, wear your favorite Ivy Tech gear. And so that'll be a lot of fun. My green sneakers will be in full display.
You've seen those on Instagram, kids, if you follow the chancellor. Those are on the Insta, as the kids like to say. Okay, now I know it's the first days here of January, and I don't want to give away all the secrets just yet. Any big stuff on the horizon that we should be anticipating from you or the statewide college, or are we kind of settled in and just ready to go for 2024?
Yeah, I think the spring semester, the big things I would be looking for are just the programming. You know, we've got a lot more on the next level jobs available for us. You know, it's really exciting time with our partnership with Westgate, with Enhanced. And so as we build out the semiconductor training, we expect to get construction started on that. And then we are also building a new nursing skills lab here in the main building. And so that we expect to be live for fall 2024. So while it's not a spring big thing, it'll be a pretty big thing in the fall. So when we get that new lab open, it's going to create a much better experience for our nursing students and a much, an opportunity for a higher quality experience for them as we expand their skills lab where they, you know, it's a right now, there's 8 beds in our skills lab. We're going to expand to 15 and create a nice, bigger open area. And they can really one-on-one on with a bed and the mock patient, if you will. And they can get in there and really practice and hone their talents. And so that's big on the horizon. And I think our partnership with Enhanced and the semiconductor training that we'll be kicking off this spring, and then in the summer will be a lot of programming for high school and possibly even junior high students to come out and do some training on that STEM training and on that semiconductor training. So pretty exciting movement on that front, and I'm look forward to that.
Well, I look forward to no one catching frostbite next week, so let's make sure that we're ready for that. Use pancakes as gloves. It's happened before. It'll happen again. It's a smart thing to do if you do that. Chancellor Coyne, if people would like more information, whether they want to get started next Tuesday, down the road, next level jobs, whatever it may be, where's the best place to find all this information?
At www.ivytech.edu/Bloomington.
It's that easy, kids.
Yeah, and or give us a call, 812-330-6013. We will take good care of you, and a lot of exciting things. I also want to highlight, you know, we're taking signups right now for our Center for Lifelong Learning. A lot of cool classes coming up this spring. Culinary arts are back. We're going to have a pasta making class, a basic skills class where you learn how to, you know, dress a chicken, and they're going to learn knife skills and some other things and plating techniques. But then there's some pretty interesting, you know, stone carving and calligraphy and some other things. So pretty exciting times with CLL programs as well for the spring. So lots going on out here. Appreciate everybody's time. Happy New Year, everybody. Glass, buddy, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Happy to be back on the airwaves for 2024 and look forward to an amazing year.
Excellent job, my friend. You're fired up, ready to go. Keep everybody warm out there, and we will get back with you soon as possible, but every Thursday we talk with Ivy Tech. Thank you, my friend. I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year.